Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Spiros Papadakis, and with my colleagues Christos Pierakeas and Michalis Xenos, we would like to present some from our first efforts at the Hellenic Open University to implement learning design in LAMS. It's a pleasure to be here and share with all of you our experience and ideas about all of them. This presentation it was to be presented by Christos Pierakeas, but from a problem he cancelled at the last time, and so I called to present this work. The purpose of this paper is to present some early findings of the pilot implementation of learning designs at the Hellenic Open University in Greece. And this study represents the first step of a broader effort that seeks to use learning design tools for support tutors and learners in distance education across our university by charting existing international experience and methodology. Our presentation is organized in six units. As you can see, an introduction, a short inter-literature review, the case study, some issues about Hellenic Open University, and the first result and conclusions. Traditional education emphasizing assimilating facts, following orders, and pleasing others. But modern education and new methods as online learning try to emphasize a more collaborative and student-centered strategy. Learning design is crucial in all types of education, namely face-to-face, distant, including internet-based, and of course, blended education. Online learning and teaching is a relatively new process that is changing the tutors' roles and relationships. Recently, the focus has shifted from questions surrounding whether online education is effective to how best to achieve important students' learning outcomes in online environments. The quality of the new learning experience is highly dependent on the teacher and how they conduct the learning process. Learning design is another viewpoint on practices traditionally referenced as lesson planning, as Leanne and James have referred a lot of times, and emphasize on what teachers do, what teachers and learners do when designed for learning, and considers how to support better their activities, creating designs for experience that are motivating, enjoyable, and productive for teachers and students alike. Classroom teachers depend on a number of visual cues from their students to enhance their teaching. A quick glance reveals who is attentively taking notice, thinking a difficult concept, or prepare to make a comment, or the students who are annoyed, confused, tired, or bored. On the other hand, distance teacher or e-tutor has a few, if any, visual cues for their students to enhance their teaching. It is difficult to hold on a stimulating teacher-class discussion when it's mediated by technical requirements or distance. Teaching and studying at distance can be as effective as traditional instruction when the method and technology are used appropriately to instructional tasks Second, when there is student-to-student interaction. And third, when there is timely teacher-to-student feedback. But although technology plays an important role in the delivery of distance education, educators remain the key, not the technology of delivery. Distance education requires extensive planning and preparation. So, web-based distance learning is a form of distance learning based on the Wide World Web, and a key for successful is focusing on the needs of learners, the requirements of the content and subject matter, and the constraints faced by the instructor or tutor. The main type of activities to facilitate learning within the virtual learning environment is in four main categories: pedagogical, social, managerial, and technical. Effective distance education begins with carefully planning and course requirements and students' needs. As Goodyear discussed in his work on 2000s, tutoring and facilitating rather than leadership, as the traditional education. Supporting and facilitating distance education students' learning through the use of a virtual learning environment is a relative new process, and one that is changing the tutors' roles and relationships. Now, I will present some data about the Hellenic Open University that maybe it is not so well known to all of you. First of all, it's an adult distance teaching public university, non-profit, under the Ministry of the National Education and Religion, as is in Greece. And Hugh started offer its first courses in the year 2000s. Here is some basic data. And you can see the structure. We have four schools with 25,000 students in six bachelor degree courses and 24 postgraduate courses or programs, I don't know how we call in different countries. And here you can see also two independent units as the Educational Material and Methodology Laboratory and the Internal Assessment Unit. This is in independent for supporting all the four schools. Some numbers that maybe you are interested. We have about approximately 17,000 undergraduate students and 11,000 postgraduate and about 50 PhD students. We offer 30 courses included about 200 modules. This is the organizer of the basic unit is a module in our university. And we have about 65,000 attendants for 7,000 of places that we offer. There are a lot of people at our country that they wanted, but they can't participate because we can offer at the moment more places. Until now, they have graduated 8,000 people, as you can see in these slides, and 8 PhD. And all of this are supported from 100 people. And another important issue is that we have published in Greek about 500 type, 500 books. That is very famous in Greek and used and from other universities because it have very good quality. And now the university has started to build its campus with 6,000 square meters buildings. Some issues about the educational futures. Five contact sessions have each of our students per academic year, and there are eight big cities that they offer this. Our students have to write 4 to 6 written assessments per year. And of course they have distance consulting, and they have final written examination at the end of each course with physical presentation. And there is an average 1 per 20 student, 1 tutor per 20 students. This is Greece, and in the red side you can see the cities that we offer. And our location is in Patras, is the third biggest city in Greece, the gate to Italy. Here is a tape with the postgraduate courses, and this is undergraduate. As you can see, there are a lot of different. Adding this, we have already some materials as recorded sound material, webcasts, video lectures synchronized with slides, and a lot of other like telelabs and virtual labs. Here is a quick pictorial tour, as we can see. And here is some of our books. And two traditional buildings in the center of Patras. And some picture of our labs. Programs like physics, our students have to come in months of vacations and to participate in the labs. So, let's go in what we do about the lab design and the labs. The labs tutor pilot trial ran from December of 2008 to February of this year from eComet Lab to evaluate the use and suitability of labs as learning designs by editing and playback system for planning, authoring, managing and delivering learning activities at home, and to provide you with recommendations for other tutors wishing to design and deliver e-learning activities using learning design in an extended trial during the next academic year. The evaluation focused on the question, does the use of learning design tools such as LAMP support effective practice in designing for distance learning at the Hellenic Open University? In our case, the tutor and students embarked on this pilot trial had prepared two sequences to accompany an introduction to informatics course. This course includes introduction to informatics, programming techniques, data structure, and programming language, C language. And it's a course that a lot of students had problems, because some of them have a lot of years to involve in education, or they have the mathematical background, and we have over a 40% of dropout rate, because it's the first module that this the student take in this problem. So it's a very important thing if we can help these people with lamps or other of these systems. So this is a undergraduate program in the School of Science and Technology, and at first we decide to try lamps only with one group, because another program is that the tutors don't want it to overload, and here we had 31 students in Athens. The tutors was in Patras, and they experiment with all these sequences. In terms of settings, 23 students, 14 male and 9 female, was led by its tutor, and a researcher had viewed lamps online. Here is the sequence for the first wave of trial, and the tutor select to simulate the traditional lesson and to keep the sequence simple, just to give in another way the typical way that he have done the lesson in other years. So after the welcome, he explained the assessment, the written assignment, and he gives in digital form the material that have to learn. But of course, he give them a forum to discuss their queries, and some additional material, some multimedia material that they can run online. Here is the second and third week in one sequence, and we try to use branches, as you see, and some other feature to be the sequence more complicated, because now our students were already familiar with lamps and its progress. And we have seen that 30% of our students benefit from lamps in comparing with the previous year, because in this week they started to use C, and they have problems, a lot of them, for example, to install a compiler that we suggest them to use. Here, following the branches, they had specific help, and they overcome these problems. And of course, at the end of this sequence, we had a survey about all their experience with lamps and this help. So, we analyze all this effort, and we see that our students can help it with this system, because tutors can support better. Tutors can comment, can advise, can solve their problems at the time that they need help. This is very important, because our students usually they don't contact with our tutors between the 2 months that they have the face-to-face meeting for help. Some of them they do, but most of them they don't. They try to help each others, And now LAMS, it's a good environment to do it. Another interesting result that we see is that our students ask for more face-to-face meeting, but this is, it's not easy to do. So we hope that DIM and other synchronous conference that can help these people, especially in their first year of study, that they have in their mind the traditional way of face-to-face teaching. Their opinions is that using LAMS activity, they help their study. As you can see, more than 70%, they wanted to continue to use LAMS and in other students. After that, we have a list of recommendations for other tutors, because we have in our mind to suggest optional in all tutors of the computer science program to use LAMS after an introductory seminar that we plan to give to them on the next September. As you can see, the time is a limiting factor, but we believe that if understand that the initial time that you need to create a sequence, you can save more time later. And in the next year, this is a key point, because our tutors, if understand that they can save time and they can help their students, we are sure that they come to LAMS and they use to help their students. So, to begin with to create their sequence, we suggest to keep simple and safe, as we have done in our case, and to start with a 2 weeks period to give their students some simple sequence, some simple activity to engage in LAMS. A common starting point is notice board, explaining to learner what is expected of them and outline the learning objective and outcomes. Some other issues as to use query and answer, because they can give a good reason to participate the students. They can motivate it asking questions that they don't know the answer, and they can engage in a chat to collaborate and to try to find answer to these questions. This is something that they try to do in external forums. They have created some external forums, and they try to do, but not in the best way. We believe that LAMS give an environment that in a structural way can help, and the teacher and the tutor can engage more actively. So, we suggest to encourage the student to take time over the sequence and to avoid simply click through the activities. Now the new version of LAMS give us a timetable that we can have statistical data about the average that the students starting and use our activities. And of course, we suggest to place a quick survey at the end of each sequence to capture student feedback and to improve the sequence that we already have prepared before we give to our students. This is an important sequence, because after the first survey we have in our sequence of the first week, we make a lot of change in the second sequence, and we saw that we. So, we suggest for the first week avoid to use complex activity as share resource and form, for example, or grouping and branches until the students be familiar with LAMP software. So, this was our first step for a broader effort aiming to use learn design tools for support tutors and learners in distant education across our university, and we believe that LAMPs will enhance the interactivity that is a key point for us and the collaborative of our students, first at computer science and then in all other of our programs. Future plans. The initial findings enable us to construct a picture of the type of situation in which LAMPs can support effective practice at the Hellenic Open University, and it is with the confidence that we have been able to make recommendations for the future large-scale trial with LAMPs for the next year for the process of designing for learning in our courses. Thank you very much.